Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am my business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it's just so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream.
Everything we talk about. And we have a beautiful guest that's coming on tonight. Her name is Fun Size Cherry, and she is fun size. You could like scoop her up and put her in your pocket. She's so little. She's pretty much the same size as my guest co-host that I have today, Miss Virginia. Like, these two are so damn tiny. They're little spinners, I swear to bejesus. Miss Virginia,
so
how are you doing, my lovely
boobs.
Doll?
I'm excellent. Thank you,
darling.
How are you?
I know, my boobs are the size of you two girls. Seriously. Literally. I'm like, wow, okay, I can't see the girls because my boobs are covering them. Oh, my goodness. You are so cute. Well, everybody, you've tuned into Webcamming with Sammy and Virginia. Miss Sage Montana is off this week for vacation. She's got some fun stuff going on. And so do I. I'm leaving early in the morning to go camping with my Furby in our brand new trailer that we just got a couple months ago. So I'm excited. I'm like, yeah, I want to go tonight.
Oh, wonderful.
Like, can we just leave? Yeah, I'm like, can we just leave now? This condo on wheels has been sitting for a month and a half. I'm like, I need to go. I can get out of this house.
And happy anniversary, darling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yes, we are on 2 glorious years of marriage, and we still like each other. So we're doing pretty good.
Woohoo. Wonderful.
We'll see what happens in 10 years. Hopefully he's not calling in to listen to the show. I might be, because I might be sleeping alone. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, so we're going to have an amazing show tonight. And anybody out there listening, you can call us at 646-595-4038. Make sure that you press 1 or I won't be able to put you through to the show. So just making sure that you press 1. If you don't press 1, you just get to sit there and listen out there in cyberspace. And, yeah, that's just what you get. And then we'll spank you later. Which
press 1 to have fun.
Right? Yeah, press 1 to have fun. See, look at her. She's coming up with the one-liners already. I love it. Love it. So the topic for today that I wanted to talk about, which I know because you've been webcamming for quite some time, you guys are fabulous, and you know how many cam models out there do things that are not right. And one of the things that I have noticed over my years of webcamming, how many girls solicit themselves through their webcam shows. And it is, not only is it dangerous, like they're soliciting for sex, you know, to their, there's girls that I've seen on cam that'll be like, oh, yes, you can come have sex with me, or I'll meet you at a hotel room. And so I'm basically talking about escorts, which I have nothing against girls who escort. Hey, if that's what you want to do, have fun. Be safe, be clean, do what you got to do. But when you're on webcam, you're fucking with my business, man.
That's right. We're kind of a different breed over here as webcam girls.
Yeah,
I mean,
webcamming
I mean,
for webcamming.
Yes. Blows me away that people would do that.
Oh, the girls do it all the time. And not only is it bad juju because you're not supposed to do it, it's actually illegal to do it. And if, you know, these models actually read their performer agreements, they can be banned from a website. But do they read their performer agreements? Of course not. It's like reading your car insurance that you get from your insurance salesman. What do they say? Blah, 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 blah.
Job, right? They at least know what you can be banned for and what you can't, and toe the line, obviously, you know, for certain things. But for things like that, it's just... why risk it? I don't. We're different.
We are different. Definitely different. We're just two like total fun bags. Like we have so much fun when we're doing cam.
More like 4 fun bags, including your.
Oh
kids.
Right. Oh well, no, it'd be 6, including your man's balls.
There you go.
Do his balls hang low? Do they wobble to and fro? Oh, my land. Okay, this is going to be too much fun. I can already tell. But on a serious note, when it comes to girls who are doing webcam, and I've seen some girls that think they're going to make more money in their cam shows if they offer, like, sexual favors outside of webcamming. And these girls, I'm sorry, but you don't know who the hell you are talking to. Like, you have no clue. Like, some girls, I've had a model tell me, oh my gosh, Sammy, I met this guy online. He is so hot. I'm like, did he turn his camera on? Yeah. I'd be like, did he turn his camera on? No. But he sent me a picture. I said, I said, maybe that was me sending you a picture of a hot guy that I found online. And she was like, well, what do you mean? I really believe it's him.
Did
he spends money in my chat
her,
room.
Right?
No. Some of these girls are so freaking clueless. I just want to jump through the phone and just, like, pull off pubic hair if they have any. Like, I'm just like, what are you thinking? And a lot of girls go and they meet these guys, whether it be for dinner, hotel rooms, you know. And it's so scary. So many girls do this. And all I can say is, girls, you got to be careful and be safe. And it's different when we go to conventions and shows and our fans show up and they meet us. That's completely
different. And they
play
for your... they pay for your flipping plane ticket to get there. So, you know what? Come
right?
Have a drink with me at the award show. That's cool.
Seriously. And not only that, but there's always security around. And there's other humans. Like, there's humans that will watch you and help you. Just saying. I remember the first convention I went to. This is years ago. First show I went to, I had left the convention to go, I had to go grab something from my hotel room, and I went by myself, and I was brand new at camming. I didn't have any clue, but I mean, I'm pretty smart when it comes to watching my surroundings, but sure as shit, I had a dude follow me all the way. He went up the stairs while I was taking the elevator. How he found what floor I was on is beyond me. Excuse me. But he found me, and he was waiting by the ice machine when I went to go enter back into the elevator to go down. And I'm not a nice person. Yeah, I'm not a nice person when somebody scares the shit out of me. I turned in to this Tasmanian devil. Like, my head was exorcist going.
You should. I mean, you never know. Serial killer or stalker.
Right?
What the fuck, right?
Seriously, I've had my fair share of stalkers, but... Not only
is it illegal, but our security is at risk, too.
Oh, completely,
you have to
totally, 200%. Well, and girls who solicit for sex during their cam shows, it's like, if you want to solicit for sex, do it when you're not on cam. If that's what you want to do, don't do it during cam, because it really,
you know,
it gives us a bad name. It really, truly does. Oh, my goodness, we've got calls that are waiting already. Okay, we have our guest coming on here in about, 10 minutes. She's so damn cute. I don't know if you remember her from January. She was a cute little, oh my gosh, she's so tiny. This itty bitty little spinner like you. Seriously. She's like, she'd be perfect in one of your cam shows. I would smother you guys. I'd be like, damn it, where'd they go? Wait, they're in between my tits again. Damn it.
Oh, hey. I'm in heaven.
Okay, we got a caller waiting who's been patiently waiting for 6 minutes. Okay, are you there, darling?
Hello, Sammy.
Oh, my goodness, Craig. What the heck happened to you? Did you get lost in somebody's vagina? I haven't heard from you in forever.
No, I've been working, Sammy, so band promotions.
Oh, nice. Working is good. It's a good thing that you have a job. That's what keeps food on the table.
And hiya, Virginia.
Oh, I'm excellent, thank you. How are you doing, Craig?
I'm not so bad. just to let you know as well, Sammy in Virginia, I closed my Twitter account, but I've opened a new one.
Oh, yay!
It's called Lord of the Snakes.
Okay, well,
of course it is.
Right?
So I'm actually following you, Sammy.
Oh, then I'll have to go on. Send me out a tweet while we're on the show, and then I'll make sure that I follow you, honey. Because I might have missed something. I've been so busy the last couple weeks. I might have missed a follow, because it's hard for me to go and follow everybody all the time.
I appreciate that, sweetheart.
Yeah, send me out a tweet, sir. I'm so glad you did. I was wondering what the hell happened to your ass. I was like, damn, maybe he found some really good vagina and he just doesn't want to come see us anymore.
Too busy working.
Well, good. All right, Craig, honey, have a fabulous evening, and send out a tweet so that way I can make sure I'm following the right account.
I will, sweetheart. Take care. Bye, Virginia.
Okay, thank you, honey.
Craig.
Have a good evening.
You
bye.
Too, dollface. Bye, honey.
Bye, sweetheart.
Oh, I was actually wondering what the hell happened to him, because I've not seen him on Twitter, because he's always on Twitter, always. And I'm like, okay, well, either he got married, found really good vagina, or something bad happened. And I was like, well, he'll pop up one day. And there, lo and behold, the snake pops up. Oh, my gosh.
Lords of snakes.
The snake. All right, we have another caller. Golly gee willikers, we got a few on here. This is crazy. Insane as a membrane. Okay. Okay, we have another caller, 61934. How are you?
Hi, Sammy. This is Bebe.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
Who are we speaking? I am fabulous. And who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Bibi. You know me.
Oh, it didn't sound like you. You sound completely different on the air.
Oh,
what's
really?
Going on? What's going on? You sound completely different.
Just,
what's going on there, sweet cheek?
I just saw you, and I said, well, let me call in. I got a few minutes. So
yay!
I figured I'd call
I'm
in.
Glad you did.
I miss you.
I know.
I
miss you, too. It was so fun having you over for the party.
That was great. We had so much fun.
Oh, my gosh. We totally had fun. So make sure you say hi to Virginia. She's, you know, don't ignore her, BB. I'm going to knock your face off.
Hi. Oh, hi, Virginia. you'll spank me, please?
Oh,
I know.
Absolutely.
You're waiting.
Bend over.
Oh, yeah. BB loves getting spankings, especially from sexy girls.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
nice.
Love it. Oh, shit, the purring's begun. Oh, you naughty, naughty, naughty.
Oh.
Naughty, darling.
Well.
So what else is going on there, sweet cheeks?
Well, I can't get a job. So I.
Well, you can always webcam.
I do. But
well,
it doesn't pay. It's been very bad. And when you brought up about soliciting, you know, it's like I know what you're talking about because I don't see it, but I hear from everybody goes on. Well, other girls out there, they want to solicit. You know, they want to have sex with a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, poor girls. They don't know you. You don't know them.
Right.
It's like, you know,
I mean, in all actuality, when it comes to going and just having sex with somebody, I would rather just go to the bar, meet a dude or a chick, take him home, fuck the shit out of him. Well, not bring him to my house because then they know where I live. You know, go
well,
fuck
yeah.
the shit out of him. Besides being online on cam and saying, oh, yeah. Oh, I just want to meet you and I want to fuck you, but, you know, you're going to have to tip me this much amount before I'll even think about calling you. And the smart girls, you know, they take the tips from these poor guys, and then the poor guys really think they're going to get, you know, have sex with these girls.
Oh, God.
And then the poor guys have to call into the webcam company, and then they get, you know, the webcam company gets a charge back because the customer's all pissed off because they got lied to by a webcam model. I mean, it's like, it's
mm-hmm.
a vicious circle. I tell you, it's a vicious circle
yep.
as cam models live.
And I also have a problem with out of country models.
Mm-hmm.
That
oh, you mean that are out of the... Well, wait a second. Virginia's not in the U.S. She's in Canada, so be careful.
No, well, out of North America, because they collect their money and then they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
There's enough of us here in North America that do that. Oh my goodness! You should hear the stories
yeah.
of what some girls I kind of used to associate with have told me, and I'm just like,
yeah.
You did what?
There's tons of cam models.
Like,
that's like a whole other topic for another day about cam models who take the money from the, you know, from the guys and girls, and then they never send out their merchandise.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm sending out a bra and panties next week, and this guy is paying a nice little chunk of, it's going all the way to Germany. So, and by the way, I just want to throw this out there. All you guys that want my panties, my shoes, and my bras, and I'm sending them overseas, that shipping is not freaking cheap. It's anywhere from $40 to $100, depending on how soon you want it. So pull the dildo out of your ass and quit getting pissed at me because the shipping's so high. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't make money off the shipping. Like, honestly, you can look at it when
Seriously.
The package arrives.
Right?
Usually more than what the item is worth, for sure.
Oh, my Lanta. Like, and the bra I'm shipping is a Victoria's Secret bra. The bra cost me, like, $85. So, yeah, there goes that one.
Listen,
I
send panties overseas, and 3 weeks later they come back to me.
Why is that? Because they weren't wet?
Address not found.
Oh, because they give you the wrong address?
Yeah, they gave me the wrong address.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
well,
I
baby
said,
darling.
Boy, that sucks.
That
yeah.
does suck. We have our guest coming on here in a few minutes, and I have
you're
okay. so funny. I have four other callers waiting, but text me
oh,
later,
boy.
Darling. We need to catch up.
Okay. Yeah, we do.
Okay,
it's
honey.
Wonderful
okay.
to meet you,
okay.
darling.
Okay. Bye,
thanks. Have a fabulous evening.
Bye.
Lick
you
bye,
later.
Honey. Lick you later, darling. Lick you long time.
Lick you later.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we are moving right on to our next guest, and then once, or I mean, yeah, our next caller, I mean, and then when our guest pops in, I will bring her directly on. So, here we go. 479, how are you, darling?
Hello, my dear.
Hello, Johnny.
Hello.
Hello, Miss
Johnny
Virginia.
Boy.
Hello, Sammy. Pardon my throat. I'm a little destroyed from yelling at something on my television two or three nights ago.
No.
My
you were, don't tell me you are like sucking cock now, Johnny.
No, I was yelling at the television and threatening bodily harm to writers of
oh.
the crappy show that I watched.
Oh my God! That there was some writing shit that happened here yesterday in San Diego, and I was so frustrated. The hubby and I are coming back from our freaking anniversary lunch, brunch, almost turned into dinner.
How was your brunch?
And it was fabulous. It was just a long day. And we're coming back, and freaking rioters are closing down streets. And I'm not even going to get into that shit. I'm not on the air. I'm not going to get into it just because of the fact that I'm just not going to. I'm going to bite my tongue.
Most of them are whiny little crybabies anyway, so, well, life sucks.
I'm
going to
bite my tongue. So,
well, you don't
do you
have
think,
to.
John?
I'll go ahead and say it. I don't care whether or not I offend them.
Oh, you mean you're going to bite my tongue? What?
No.
Oh,
no.
Damn it. You're starting to get me excited. Way to go.
No, if I was going to bite something, I could, well...
Oh, you'd be going a little lower, going downtown, are you?
Yeah, just tad lower.
Oh,
I also have to say, hearing your story about your shipping issue, yeah. I can understand how those particular items might be a little bit more expensive, especially on your upper quadrant area.
You know what it's
right?
Me. It's not even that. It's actually, I'd say 90% of the guys that want to buy my undergarments or any of my clothing or my shoes, 90% of them live overseas, and that's the problem with the shipping. Because, I'm in the States, and so when I have to send something to Germany or to Paris or anywhere over there,
it's so much.
Oh, it's crazy expensive.
Especially if you're not flat,
I'll ship
right?
myself overseas.
Over a quarter of an inch.
You're funny. Oh, my gosh. Okay, well, we have
made it
our
to the
guest.
Chocolate factories.
Okay, I don't even want to tap into that one because there's so much I could say. I could be like Tosh.0 and say, I could say 20 things in 10 seconds on that one right there. Seriously. But I'm going to leave it alone because.
And I'm going to gracefully bow out.
I'm going to be nice to you on that one. Oh, my gosh, Johnny, you've got to send me a tweet later and remind me to give you this deviled egg recipe. It tastes like a baked potato. It's freaking amazing.
Ooh,
I made
awesome,
it for lunch.
Awesome.
Oh, my gosh. I made it for lunch today for the hubby and his friends. Holy biscuits, Batman. Best thing ever I've done. Yes.
Awesome.
And it's low carb.
I had
carb.
That feeling once about a margarita.
Oh, her name was Margarita? Oh, nice.
No, about the margarita.
Okay, let me bring
for all I know, her name
here.
Could have been Margarita, too.
I know, right? After a few, that's probably what it was. Oh, Margarita, you feel
yeah.
so good. I mean, oh, you taste so good.
I'm like, where am I? I don't know where I am, but I like it.
I'm in the deep Margarita Sea. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
okay,
I'm like a fish over here.
Okay.
Dean Martin
all right,
over
Johnny.
Here.
Johnny, I'm going to put you on hold, baby doll. We got to bring in our guest.
Okie dokie.
Okay, kisses, doll face.
Later, I'm just going to bow out.
Oh, you're such a sweetheart. All right, we are going to bring in our fabulous, yummy little guest. She is, uh-oh, why is it not coming on? Oh, there it goes. I'm like, ah, don't tell me I lost her. Don't tell me I lost the little spinner. She is a webcam model for the fabulous, amazing studio, Sin City Vixens in Las Vegas, and she is Fun Size Cherry, and she is fun size, like seriously. I could put her in my pocket. I could fit her in my bra. She's so little. Miss Cherry, how are you?
Hello. I am good.
Yay. So glad to have you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. How are you guys today?
Fabuloso.
Fabulous.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
fabulous.
I'm great as well, Fun Size Cherry. It's great to have
and
you on the
show.
And
how are you, Virginia?
Super wonderful. I'm excited to have you on the show today.
I am excited to be here. Your voice is absolutely amazing. I just have to say that.
Oh, that's what I thought
I know,
about
she
you.
Has.
I'm like, I'm in love with her already. Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you,
thank
you,
doll.
If you guys lived closer to each other, you guys would put on the most amazing camp show. Just saying.
Oh, well, thank you.
You are so welcome, my darling. You're so welcome. Okay, so Miss Cherry, I like saying Miss Cherry.
That's what I make my voice say.
Meow. So, you know, I have a little info on you about you started webcamming when you were 18 years old.
Yes,
and
I did.
You still look like you are not even in your 20s. Like,
oh,
you
well, thank
look,
you.
No, seriously, you do not look your age. I'm not going to throw your age out there. If you want people to know, I'll let you. I mean, because it's something I don't do, because I know some girls do not like their age to be given, so I don't say
oh,
shit.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I do not mind. Everyone can know I am 31 years old. I don't look
she
at days. I don't look anywhere near it.
No, she literally looks like she's 21 years old. Completely. Does not look 31
so
at all.
Agreed. If 21, my goodness.
Thank you.
So you've been camming all this time, and have you always stayed with the webcamming, or did you kind of take time off from when you first started when you were 18?
Yeah, there were times where I'd take like a year, maybe 2 years, and do something else. Like I did receptioning. I dabbled in the fast food. Just to get that experience out there, see what it was all about. But, I mean, honestly, there's nothing like webcamming. So I always
right?
come back.
Ain't that the truth? I mean, and I get that from so many cam models. They'll call me and they're like, what do? I quit webcamming for, you know, 6 months. Now, how do I get back into it? I'm like, turn on your webcam. Do the same thing you did.
Yeah, it's like that much easier now.
It's like riding a bike. You never forget.
Yeah.
Totally.
You fall off of that dildo, you know how to get back on it. Trust me.
And by
exactly.
then, you've probably made a few errors you can correct and, you know, prosper a little more and have more fun
exactly.
with it as well.
Definitely.
Yes. You might even be able to move up a size.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll never be able to move up a size.
Oh, my Lanta, I swear. Okay, so I also found out that you kind of dabbled a little bit in the porn industry.
Yes,
tell me
I
a
did.
Little bit about that. Like, did you enjoy it or did you hate it? Was it a bad experience? Give me a little.
It was an experience, like I said.
It was interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. It's nothing like webcamming. I mean, there were people around. I couldn't
mm-hmm.
be me. I couldn't be me.
Right.
I only did, like, one thing, one little shoot type thing. Had a DVD, had a release party, got to experience that whole feeling like a porn star. But it really, I like one-on-one. I like me. I don't
right.
want any others touching me. I want me touching me. So that
no.
was it ended
so
with that.
She's selfish. So much for my idea. Golly gee, Williker.
Yeah, I am pretty selfish, But I mean, if outside of work, it's a little different. But when it comes to webcamming, it's about me. I know how to do things. I've been how I've done it for so long. I've learned a lot, and it's kind of hard to collaborate with people when you don't really know each other and stuff like that.
You
gotta know
each
other.
You seriously have to have, and Virginia knows this because they do. Her and her hubby, they do group shows, and she does girl-girl shows, and I've done girl cam shows. And if you don't have that connection with the person,
it's
the
not
failure.
Show it on
failure.
Camera.
Chemistry and intimacy goes such a long way, and I think people can really tell. You know, you can obviously feel it, that's what I've heard about porn. It's you don't get that closeness, that chemistry, and that intimacy. You know, if you do, that's wonderful, but you kind of just meet the person.
Yeah, I'm just weird, because I had fun when I shot porn. Like, I'm just a weirdo. I'm like, I was single at the time, and I was going to town. I was going to pound town. I was like, I'm liking this. This is fun. Oh, yeah. But I'm a weirdo. I'm a weirdo.
There's nothing wrong with being a weirdo, though. That's what makes the world go
round. No, there's nothing wrong with being a weirdo. Weirdos are very welcome in this world.
That's why we love you.
Exactly.
Oh, my goodness.
We're all weirdos in different ways.
Oh, my Lanta. Yes, we are. So, Cherry, I have a question, because our topic was, since you've been in this webcam industry quite a long time, which I still find it hard to believe because you just do not look your age. When Nikki sent that to me, I was like, there's no flipping way. I'm like looking at you, and I remember meeting you in January. I'm just like, there's no flipping way. Like, there's no way she's 31 years old. I'm like, no, this ain't right. Something's not right. I'm like, okay.
It's called
whatever,
being happy, living a stress-free life. You don't get wrinkles.
Right?
Have fun.
Seriously, wake up, smile, and masturbate.
Yeah,
the fountain
of youth, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Wake up, smile, and masturbate.
Exactly. So the topic that we were talking about was cam models that do, solicit themselves for sexual favors outside of webcamming. What is your take on this? Give it to me, sister.
Let's say if somebody asks me, I'm like, dude, are you serious? For one, you are way too far away. For two, I don't even know what you look like. Like, maybe turn on your cam if I see that you're hot. No, sorry. Sorry to get your hopes up, boys.
No.
I play with them because you can't take them seriously. The guys that
ask, they should not take us seriously.
Exactly. Why would you think we're going to sit here and try to meet guys when we're playing with ourselves?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Fantasy. Yeah, it is. It's a fantasy for both sides, for us and for them. And for a cam model to put themselves in danger of actually going and meeting these people is what I don't get.
Yeah, it's no longer a fantasy. You've made that fantasy come true, so it kind of ruins it.
Right.
The reason why it's called the near girlfriend experience.
Exactly.
Right? Oh, my gosh. It's like I'm your naughty MILF next door. This is why I'm next door, because you have me. I bring you sugar, and I bring you cookies, and I give you butter and milk, but I don't give
you
my vagina. You don't get my vagina. No.
You can have my cookies and my panties, but that's it, baby.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay.
I love you so much.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Okay, we have a caller that's been patiently waiting. Let me bring this caller on. 561, how are you, darling?
Hello, Sammy. Hello, Virginia. Hello, Cherry. How are you all doing tonight?
Hello.
Hello.
Good. We've got Sweepy on the line with us. So, Sweepy, what do you have for us this evening?
Oh,
I know you've got something funny. Yeah. Our Sweepy.
Hello. Yes. You know, Sammy, today is a National Coffee Day, so you know I always love you a latte.
Oh, my Lanta.
I need to get me some coffee.
Oh, sweetie.
I just finished a coffee, actually.
Oh, my goodness. He always has one. I always know he's going to have one there for us. So, about
I
our topic.
I love latte, too.
I love you, latte. I love you, latte. So, what do you have for us on this topic we have for this evening there, sweetness?
I missed the first couple minutes of the show. What was the topic was about the...
Oh, shit. Now I'm going to have to come to Florida, bend you over, and spank your goddamn ass with a latte.
I might get nuts.
I'm going to spank you with a straw out of my latte. Our topic, since you are a bad student and you were late, now you can get on your knees and listen like a good little boy. Anyway.
Yes, I will.
Okay, good. See, that's why I love Sweet Pea. Always listen. He really does listen. He's a good boy. Our topic was girls who solicit themselves through the webcamming during their cam shows. They're, you know, girls will go into a paid cam show where they're not talking about it in free chat. They're discussing, you know, doing paid sex, you know, with their customers outside of webcam. So, and you're a male, and what do you, you know, give us your insights. Since you're a male and you are always playing with us girls on cam, what's your take on this, darling?
I'm wondering if these models are using, like, escort pages, like a stack of newspapers, or also using, like, online do escorting.
Do people
perhaps
sell newspapers anymore? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah, what are those?
I thought it was
like, it's like
now
a payphone. It's like a payphone. It's like, wait, are there payphones anymore? Like, where do you see a payphone anymore? Really? They have newspapers? Sorry, Sweepy, I'm messing with you. Go ahead.
It's okay.
I'm such an ass. Oh,
well,
my gosh.
Any
okay
way they can try and make a decent buck for themselves, you know, it's all good for them. That's the way I look at it as long as
but
they
do
take
you
the
find
care
it
of
wrong
themselves.
But what I'm saying is, like, when it comes to girls soliciting during their cam shows, do you agree with us girls that it's wrong that they shouldn't do that? Well, for one, it's against cam rules. You're not supposed to. You know, that's
against
just
the law.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it really, truly is.
It shouldn't be done. It shouldn't be done.
Right, because
I mean,
it's
you're
a job
on there to cam. You're on there, you know, as they're. You got to follow the site's rules.
You do.
If you violate
the
site's
to the
rules, then you're going
to
be kicked off.
Right. Exactly. And I mean, and like I said earlier, it's like girls that want to, you know, escort and whatever, do it. Have fun doing it. Just make sure you're getting paid for it, because if you're out there doing it and you ain't getting paid, then you got some issues, and you'll be back to webcamming full time, just saying. But when you're on webcam, it seriously is a job, even though it's a fun job that us girls love enjoying and doing. It's a job. It's like me working for T-Mobile, but then I'm selling Sprint products while
yeah
I'm selling T-Mobile. You know, seriously, it really, truly is. And it's, seriously, just saying. So girls, knock it off. Knock it off. Stick to the fucking camming.
Quit giving us
on
girls
the side
a bad name.
Yeah.
Just
but
saying.
I got a comment.
Name.
I got a comment for Cherry.
Yes.
I think she mentioned that she was a receptionist for a year.
Yes.
Believe it or not, Sammy, I too was a receptionist at a business in California for 4 years.
Oh,
you were
no
up here in Cali? What?
Yes. Yes.
Oh boy. Okay.
Receptioning is fun.
Yes.
Hey,
it's
I was a receptionist
adventure
when I owned my. I had a tanning salon, so I was a receptionist. For 14 hours a day, so yeah.
Oh.
I'll
so
tell you what,
fun for you.
The webcamming is so much easier than owning a fucking tanning salon. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, I believe that.
Oh, boy, I saw some crazy stuff. I had a guy passed out with his dick in his hand in one of the tanning rooms. Yeah.
Oh, my
that
goodness.
Was right?
Did it get burned?
No, because it had a timer on it, so the tanning bed, you know, turned off. And if I would have known about webcam at that time, I would have turned the damn thing on and left it on and made some money. Shit. I'd be like, whoa, okay. Man, I wish I would have known about this years ago. Oh, my gosh. Okay, Sweepy, do you have anything else for us? We have another caller that's patiently waiting.
Yeah, I just want to say I hope you ladies have a great evening. I love you all, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, and you too.
You're all very beautiful.
Aw,
thanks,
thanks
Sweepy.
Darling.
I love you, baby.
Thank you.
Thanks a
we'll
lot.
Be tweeting thanks a lot, Jay. We'll be tweeting you later, babe.
Okay.
Okay, bye, honey. You too.
Bye, Sweepy.
He's such a sweetheart. He really is. Okay, so now we have another caller that's been patiently waiting. Okay, caller 412, how are you, darling?
Hello, how are you?
Fabulous.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hello.
I just wanted to call the program and let you guys know that I'm a huge fun-sized cherry fan. You gotta be careful out there if you can't talk about crazy people. I always watch Fun Size Cherry and just wish I could cut her up into little pieces and eat her so that I could walk around with her in my body.
Wow, that was interesting.
What
you just gotta
fuck?
Love that, don't ya? You know what?
You
the thing
love
is,
people
I've
wanting
got
attention.
Hey, I've got the power of the mute button, so don't
gotta
worry,
love
girls.
Bye-bye.
You gotta love. I put the headphones on. I put the muzzle around their face. I swear to Jesus. Right when I heard the voice, I was like, okay, this is gonna be bad. Like
yeah,
I just
it's
knew.
Gonna be creepy.
Like,
gotta love the creepy ones.
Oh, my Lanta. Okay, listeners out there, if you would like to call into the show at 646-595-4038, press 1, and remember, I have the power of the mute button, so you better be nice, or I will cut your dicks off and sew your vaginas shut. Just saying.
Yeah.
All right. Be respectful. Be respectful, or I will not be nice to you. Just saying.
Right.
Don't make me send out a tweet on you. Oh, my goodness.
Please do.
Okay, let's try this again. We have another caller, and maybe this person has a multiple cell phone. We'll find out. Cherry,
let's hope not.
Be prepared. Here we go.
I am.
Okay, 813, how are you?
Hi, ladies. It's Clarence.
Oh, my Atlanta, from one crazy to another. Oh, my gosh. Clarence, haven't talked to you in a while. What's your crazy ass up to today?
Listen, I've been listening to your show. I never knew you used to own a tanning bed. I'm a tanning salon. I'm a huge tanner. I'm one of the few guys that likes to go. I actually got a tanning story. But for the last guy to call, who was that, fucking Batman? Who do you got calling the program?
So,
I almost hung
I don't even
know.
Think that was
pathetic
Batman.
Pathetic guy who lives in his mom's basement. That's who.
Exactly. He's got children stuck in a freezer. It's probably JonBenet's, like, murderer.
He was trying to be the whole Batman, probably, because I do the whole cosplay of Harley Quinn, but
yeah,
he went a little creepy with it.
Yeah, that wasn't working out so well.
No.
Not into chopping up people.
No.
You guys, it's an interesting topic tonight, but I gotta kind of ask you. So inviting a guy that's a Cam fan over is frowned upon, but there's chicks online shoving bananas in their vagina. I mean, where do we draw the line here? I mean, you can't invite a guy over if you've been dealing with them for a while. I mean, there's girls playing with goats for guys.
Wait a second, Clarence, listen. So what, you're saying that a girl who's doing webcam can't have a naughty fruit salad while she's doing cam? I mean, hello, if I had you over, I'd put a banana in your ass and call it a fruit salad. I mean, there's nothing like tossing a man's salad, right?
Yeah, listen,
my body,
now we're talking.
What I want.
Now we're talking. I mean, now we're getting somewhere, ladies. But listen, I got a tanning bed story, and then I'm going to let you go just because
oh
you said
God.
You were in the business. guys, probably about, and you know, I lived on the west side of Las Vegas over in Summerlin for a while, so you'll know the area I'm speaking of near the Red Rock. There was a tanning salon over there that I used to go to because when I changed, I didn't like to have tan lines. So long story short, there was a hot chick that worked in there, and I never had the nerve to really talk to her. So I go in there one day, and she's arguing with this bodybuilder that had just looked like he got done tanning about freezing his account. And he said, "I froze the account, bitch." And he's going back and forth. She said, "No, you're up. You don't have any more tans. This is your last one." So he goes in there for about 5 minutes, tans, comes out, and leaves. So she says, "Okay, you could go to room number 7. So I get to go to room number 7, and as she's going into the room that the bodybuilder just left, I heard her scream. Well, the tanning bed was still on, so I went over there and I looked, and in the tanning bed cooking for over 4 minutes was a turd about 16 inches long. The guy shit on the
oh
bed and let
God.
It roast. So
that
I was like, so this is my chance, right? So I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, what happened? She goes, I'm going to find out where that guy lives. I can't believe he did this. We're going to have to shut down the bed. I says, I'll help you. So I went over and I grabbed the broom. And I says, I'll just knock it off, and then we'll clean it up. And I'm figuring, you know, this is the move, right? It's going to get me in. So I went and I pushed the broom to sweep it off, but the bristles bent, and I shot the fucking turd like a hockey puck, and it stuck on the wall.
Oh.
So she started screaming, and I left about 2 to 3 minutes later, and I think I still have like a few tans there.
Oh, my Atlanta. Oh, by the way, everybody, this really is a show about webcamming, but we just took a turn because we just took a turd turn for a moment. Oh, my God, Clarence. Oh, Clarence.
Yeah. It looked like one of those.
That is the worst experience ever.
It was horrible.
That's a shitty story.
Well, listen, it looked like one of those fried Twinkies after being in there for 4 minutes. It was terrible, but... I'm not going to keep you any longer, but yeah, no, the girls should be able to invite the guys over. There's no problem with that. Let's not discourage that activity. God bless.
No, Clarence, you're missing the whole point. That's not, no, girls can cam with guys whatever they, however they want to, when they want to. The point of it was, is, you know, girls actually meeting outside and doing paid sex and selling sex online during their cam shows. Completely different.
Yeah,
but thank you, Clarence.
Different ways to, you know, sell yourself rather than on your cam show. If you want to go do
right.
that, that's cool. But not
place an ad somewhere.
Model.
Yeah, Sexy Jobs takes cam models that escort all the time. Trust me, it's on there. I've seen it.
Two different fields. At least to some of us.
Right. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, Clarence. I haven't heard Clarence on here in a while. He's hilarious. Usually he goes completely off into a way different field. So he's pretty good this time. I didn't have to mute him. So, Clarence, I thank you for that. Thank you, Clarence.
Thanks for calling in, Clarence.
Yeah, thank you. He already hung up. But thank you, Clarence. That was interestingly shitty. Thank you. Oh, my goodness. Okay. So... Cherry, I have to ask you, because I know that you do cam on a few different sites. What's the one site that you enjoy the most and why?
StreamMate. I love StreamMate. They are the most reliable. Every time I have a problem, I just message them and they instantly get back to me. It's the easiest platform. And honestly, with the whole guest that are like, show pussy, show ass, show this, show that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to deal with that. You don't have to deal with that on streaming, and it helps tremendously.
Oh, it completely does, because I've done every site. The only one site that I haven't done that Virginia's on is Chatterbait, and that's the only one I never did sign up on. But when I first started camming, I was like, you know what, I just want to kind of get a feel for all these different places, and I've never left StreamMate just because of the fact of that reason. It's like I don't do anything in free chat. Like, I mean, I'll show my tits if the guys give me these tits are big. It's like you got to give me some gold for these gorgeous, ginormous melons over here.
Right?
But yeah, that's that, and that is exactly why I like StreamMate too, because they are so, their platform is it absolutely is amazing. It really, truly is. The only thing that I hate every once in a while is they keep updating the fucking broadcaster.
I hate that too.
Yeah. It's like, can we just
stop
already?
What do you mean
already?
By like their platform?
Meaning where you don't do, cause like on Chatterbait, you can do all your sex shows for tokens in the open chat and anybody can see you. And on StreamMate, their platform is when you're on cam, you don't show any vagina, cock, nothing unless you're in a paid show. And that's why I have so much respect and love the site so much, because I know every time I go into a paid into a chat room, it's always paid. I mean, I'm not sitting there wasting my time waiting for tokens and this and that, because I'm always in a paid show. Not always, but you know what I mean. So that's what I like
about
it.
You don't sit around
in
free chat being bored, basically.
Pretty much,
right,
yeah.
Right.
I mean, it's very rare when you're sitting there being bored.
Mm-hmm. But you're not doing everything in free chat. That's the best part about it. It's like you're not, you know, like all these other sites, and which is it's hard. I've done featured shows on like free cams and free webcams where I was paid a really nice chunk of change for doing a 1 hour show, and everybody in the world could watch me for that 1 hour, but I knew what I was making for that hour. And so I was okay with it. I was like, okay, I'm making that, you know, nice big amount of money, and I'm doing that 1 hour show, but on StreamMate, I don't do anything in free chat, nothing. I mean, of course, I talk, have fun, you know, dance around, bounce around, whatever, talk dirty. But I don't show my badge, don't do anything. And that's why StreamMate's so successful, because that they started it that way, and it'll stay that way forever.
Yeah, I don't even go topless in free chat. Like, you're allowed to do topless in free chat, but I don't. I mean, why would I sit there topless if they have to go private to see even just me taking my top off.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, and that's like I was just saying. It's like when I'm in free chat, I will not show my tatas unless these guys tip me. And then once they do tip me, it's only for a couple seconds because, you know, for one, we all know we make a percentage of what we do. But still, it's like if I'm going to show these, yeah, no, you're paying for it, and then you can take me private. And it always works.
Yep.
Every time.
Woohoo.
Right? Oh, my goodness. Well, oh, my gosh, girls, we are almost coming up to the end of our show. But, Cherry, so you said you prefer StreamMate. Now, on the other sites that you work, because I know StreamStrip is new, have you worked on there very often? Or, because I want a little insight on.
No, not lately. I did for a little while, but there really isn't any traffic, and I'm kind of more of a fast-paced girl. So until it picks up more traffic and stuff, I'm not really going to worry about it. I do better when I focus on StreamMate.
Right, because it is hard to focus on more than one website.
Yes.
It really, truly is, especially like when, because I know that I believe you're on also like MFC too. Are you on there?
Yeah, I believe so.
And
I don't go on there very often either.
Yeah, I haven't been on there in probably like 3-4 years. I think that was the last time. I don't remember. Yeah, but their platform is completely different because you have so much stuff that you have to create to make money.
Yeah,
and StreamMate, it's you log in, you work.
You don't have to type anything extra. You don't have to create bots. You don't have to create this to keep reminding the guys to do whatever. It's just you go on, you talk to them, they take you to the show.
Right? Oh, my gosh. I wish it was so simple for all the sites. No, I don't. What am I talking about? Slap my hand. Call me stupid. Blonde moment number 69 just came out of Sammy's mouth right there.
That's okay. We all have blonde moments.
I know, right? Okay, girls, we are coming up to the end of the show, and I want to make sure that you give all your shout-outs on where people can find you. So, Miss Cherry, you beautiful, lovely little spinner, give me all your shout-outs on where the guys and girls can find you and watch you.
Well, for one, I am on Twitter, of course, Fun Size Cherry. You can also contact me at the Sin City Vixens website. Also on cammodels.com, Fun Size Cherry. And after this show, I am actually getting right back on camera. So if you all want to come and
Yay!
See me, come
see. Yay! So you have to go check her out. She's going to be on cam, and that's funsizecherry.cammodels.com. So make sure you go check her out. She is going to be live in about, 10 minutes. She'll probably be in her chat room, and she'll be having
that's
fun with
right.
you. So remember, that's funsizecherry.cammodels.com. You go check out her sexy little ass because you are going to love and adore her. She's a cutie pie. You won't be disappointed. Trust me.
Thank you so much, Sammy.
No, thank you, darling. Now, Miss Virginia, you sexy vixen, give me your shout-outs there, love, where everybody can find you.
Oh, thank you, sweet, sexy Sammy. I am Virginia
Aww.
Rose on Twitter at Virginia Rose XXX. I cam with my man, so we are known as Tight Couple. And on Twitter, we're also under Tight Couple. And we have our new website launched. You can find us at tightcouple.com. And on ManyVids, we are tightcouplestudios.manyvids.com.
Nice. love it. Oh, my gosh. You girls are fabulous. And I want to thank everybody who's tuned into the show. Excuse me. And if you tuned in too late and you missed it, don't worry. The link is on my Twitter, at SammyBurke69, and I will be retweeting it out later so you can come and check out all of us sexy girls, our tweets and our twats, at any time of the day that you want to. So you can follow me on Twitter at SammyBrooks69. Also catch my live cam shows on StreamMate, Sammy_Brooks.camelals.com. Also on Facebook, I'm SammyBrooks69. And then also on Instagram, which I need to go post some pictures on Instagram. But I'm also Sammy, I think it's SammyBrooks69 on there. I'm just got 69 everywhere. Literally. Even in my phone number, it's 69.
I want to 69 you.
I would love for you to. You'll have to be on top, though, because my boobies will smother you. Seriously.
Deal.
You're like, where did Virginia go? She's stuck
in
my nipples. My areola will be planted on your face.
Love it.
Oh,
my
gosh.
Heaven. Same as you, Fun Size Cherry.
Yes, it was
you
nice.
You girls are awesome.
To see you, Virginia.
Thank you, ladies, so very much. Have a fabulous evening. And we will be back next Thursday right here live on Dollhouse Radio, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. In the meantime, everybody have a masturbating good evening. You know, just go do it. Just do it because, you know what, it really makes you feel good and you always leave with a smile.
Yeah, masturbation.
Oh, and coconut oil.
Orgasm a day. Keeps the doctor.
Yeah, seriously. And coconut oil. Use it. It's great for
yeah.
anal.
It smells good,
oh my
too,
God.
And tastes good.
Whoopsie. Sorry. Did I say that out loud? Oopsie. I didn't mean to do that. All right, ladies. Y'all have a fabulous evening, and I will be talking to you sexy girls very soon.
You too. Talk to you later, Sammy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Fun Size Cherry. Love you. Bye, Sammy.
Kisses, both of you girls.
Big kisses to you.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists. We have the hottest shows hosted by the sexiest hosts and spinning the best in indie music. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. It's a new year and Dollhouse Radio is looking for new talent to become spotlight artists. Spotlight artists receive an exclusive interview, 2 months of rotation on Dollhouse Radio, and a feature in the Indie Artist Room on the Dollhouse Radio website. Send your music submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. Be sure to include your music in MP3 format, a bio or one sheet, and a photo. Only the best of the best will be selected. You can also check out our affordable promo packages available on dollhouseradio.com and get guaranteed rotation by clicking on Promo Store. Be sure to follow Dollhouse Radio on Twitter at @dollhouse_radio. And don't miss all the tea our Hot Sugar Instagram page is serving up on the daily. Follow Hot Sugar on Instagram at @IG_HotSugar. And now, back to your regularly scheduled programming.